The Cabinet Subcommittee on COVID-19 will meet today and is expected to discuss updates to hospitality industry guidelines on outdoor events. This follows questions raised over an event hosted by former Minister Catherine Zappone in a Dublin hotel last month and subsequent advice from the Attorney General. Our correspondent, Robert Short.
Vulture Ireland is the state agency charged with drawing up guidelines for the hospitality industry on how to operate under COVID regulations. This week, following news that the former minister Catherine Zappone hosted an outdoor event in a Dublin hotel with 50 guests, including the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, the government published advice from the Attorney General, which said it's now permissible to organise outdoor events for up to 200 people. Vulture Ireland is now updating its guidelines to reflect this advice. The details are expected to be discussed at today's Cabinet Subcommittee on COVID. It's also expected that the issue of confirmations and communions may also be discussed, given the critical comments of senior Catholic Church figures this week.
The government is to review how it appoints UN special envoys in the wake of the controversy over the appointment to such a role of Catherine Zappone. She later turned down the appointment. The Department of Foreign Affairs said officials will discuss internally and decide in due course how future appointments will be made. Health trusts in Northern Ireland have confirmed an increased number of COVID-19 cases among maternity patients. The Northern and Belfast trusts say in some cases preterm delivery of babies has been arranged and some pregnant women with the virus have been ventilated. Una Kelly reports.
A senior maternity manager in the Northern Health Trust says in the past few weeks there has been an increase in pregnant women being treated for COVID-19. In some cases, preterm delivery of babies has been arranged. The Trust has launched a pop-up vaccination clinic for pregnant women in a drive to encourage them to get the vaccine. The Belfast Trust says in the past week it has treated 12 pregnant patients who have tested positive. RT News understands none of the women were vaccinated against the virus. The Belfast Trust added some pregnant women with the virus have been ventilated, with the majority being hospitalised in their third trimester. It comes as the Royal College of Midwives urged expectant mothers to get vaccinated. The RCM says there are increasing numbers of pregnant women in the UK being admitted to hospital with serious illness, almost all of whom are unvaccinated.
Apple is to release new software in the United States that will scan its iPhones and other devices for images of child sex abuse as they're uploaded to online storage. The company says any such findings will be reported to the authorities. Apple says its new system seeks to address requests from law enforcement while also respecting privacy and security practices that are a core tenet of the company's brand. Most other major technology providers, including Google, Facebook and Microsoft, are already checking images against a database of known child sexual abuse imagery. Gardaí say a 17-year-old girl was killed in a single vehicle road crash in County Meath yesterday afternoon. The incident happened at Pellettstown, Drumree, shortly after 4:30. A man in his 20s was seriously injured. A third male in his teens sustained injuries, which are understood to be not life-threatening. Gardaí at Ashburn are investigating and have appealed for witnesses or anyone with information to contact them. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. From condensing oil boilers to heat pumps and underfloor heating, you can trust Grant to heat your home. Visit grant.ie.
Thundery outbreaks of rain will bring hazardous driving conditions and spot flooding. Driest across the south and southeast early on. Highest temperatures of 15 to 19 degrees.